to Canaan dream. I'm on my way where the storm never dies. My darkest
dream will turn today where the soul. Come on, brother. It sounds better, praise God, don't it? I'm just going to go ahead and read the whole chapter because it's good.
Right, buddy.
Therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You know, that's what I'm looking for, the eternal things of life. You know, there's nothing here on this earth that offers me anything, but the Lord God, He offers me everything. You know, He's prepared a place for us, and all we have to do is stay on it straight and narrow and just make it there. You know, we've got to make it. I believe that each and every one here can make it there if they're willing to just serve the Lord God. And I'm just so thankful for Him tonight.
Bless your heart, brother.
And I'm gonna ask anyone, does anyone have anything on their heart tonight? Any songs or anything? If not, I'm going to let Paul get right into it.
Bless you, brother.
Bless you, Paul.
One thing about it, the Lord knows all things, don't He? Praise the Lord. Good to be here tonight. And I hope, as Buck always says, I hope you can say it's been good. We can go away saying it's been a good place to be. I'm going to talk to you tonight a little bit about what we talked to you this morning. And John chapter number 9. Go ahead and be turning over there. I'm looking for some scripture here. John chapter number 9. Let me find it. And we'll start reading here tonight with the help of the Lord in the 9th chapter of St. John. And start reading at verse number 35. John 9 and 35. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? And he answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him. And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see, or that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said, Are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, If you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, We see, therefore your sin remaineth. You may be seated tonight in the house of God. And we want to talk to you a little bit tonight pertaining to this scripture. And we started out this morning talking to you about I want you to see. And I wonder if you see. And you know, we talked about Elijah. And we know that when Elijah left, an individual took over, and his name was Elisha. And Elisha wanted one thing. He wanted a double portion of what Elijah had. And he said, it was a hard saying, a hard thing that you ask. But he said, if you see me when I go away, you make it, you can have it. And we know that when he went away and caught up in the whirlwind, that thank you that Elisha caught the cloak and returned back to fulfill his part in his ministry in the Word of God. And you know, we talked to you this morning about going out and looking seven times to the cloud. And when he seen it, he saw the cloud the size of a man's hand, and abundance of rain on the way. And on over in Elisha's ministry, he told Naaman to go down and wash seven times. Didn't want to, got mad. But he finally done it, and I guess what we're talking about tonight is: do we really see what we're talking about? Do we really see what the church is really about here tonight? In the John chapter number 9, we see here that story about. I mean, and you just bear with me tonight and pray for me. We see here that there's a time and a place that Jesus passed by a man that was blind, that was born blind, and his disciples asked him. They said, "Who sinned?" He said, "This man, his mommy or his daddy, which one of them sinned to cause this man to be born blind?" Jesus said this. He said, "Neither one of them." He said, "But that the word may be made manifest in him, the blind man, the blind boy." And the Bible said that there, and brother, here there was this blind man that was born blind, and according to the word of God, stay with me tonight. And the Bible said that Jesus told him there. He said, "I've got to work while it's day, because the nights are coming when no man can work." And he said, "I'm the light of the world." And brethren, we know that he was the light of the world. And when he spoke in this, the Bible said that he made clay and spit on the ground and made clay. And brethren, touched that boy's eyes and told him to go down to the pool of Siloam and wash. And then, brethren, the Bible said when the neighbors, therefore, they seen him, they thought, well, that's the one that was born blind. And then, but this amazes me tonight. That some of them said, this is the one that we've seen begging. And you think about it tonight as we get on into the message here. Mommy and daddy wouldn't confess the Son of God because they was afraid they're going to be put out of the synagogue. And I don't know why it's recorded like this, other than God made it, that he wanted us to see it that way. Here this boy not only was blind, he was a beggar. Now why tonight do you think about here that a man that had a mommy and a daddy have a Yeti bag? Why was that? I tell you why tonight, beloved. You'll not get in on your mom and daddy's religion. You'll not get in on nobody else's. You'll have to be saved by the grace of God, brother, individually. And the Bible said, here he is now. And this blind man that was born blind, and Jesus spit on his eyes. And the Bible said, that some of them said, this is he. And others said, it's like him. And others said, I am he. And the Bible said, therefore said they unto him, how did you get your eyes open? What happened to ye? And verse 11 said, he said, a man that is God Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. He said, and I went and washed and I received my sight. Here tonight, here was a man that was born blind, and Jesus anointed his eyes with spit and clay and told him to go down to the pool of Siloam and wash. And they asked him, how did he see? He said, I don't know. There was a man that just touched my eyes one time and told me to go wash. He said, and I done exactly what he said. He said, I went and I washed and I came back. He said, I come back a seeing. And thank God tonight, if we'll be like Naaman and go wash seven times, if we'll be like the man of God said, go look seven times, I believe we can finally see what the church is about. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want you to think about this tonight. I got a hold of this. And you think about this. Back in verse number 8, you think about this tonight. Now, evidently, his parents, no doubt, was well known in the synagogue, because they'd already agreed that if they confessed Christ, they were going to be put out of the synagogue. But ain't it interesting tonight that verse number 8 said, the neighbors therefore, they said, which before had seen him, said that he was blind, and said, is not this he that sat and begged? I find that amazing tonight, that a man, mommy and daddy's going to come into the picture here in a little while, that would not confess Christ, yet they had a boy that was blind that sat and begged. That's pretty interesting to me. I mean, I know, will a mother forsake her child? Yea, but the Lord said, I'll not forsake you. He said, I'll go with you all the way. Some of them realized it was the boy that was born blind, and yet some of them said, yeah, it's the one that sat begging. He said, the only thing I know is that I was born blind, and a man touched my eyes and told me to go wash, and I went and I washed, and thank God, God, I see. Remember what I said tonight? Jesus said, I came into this world that them could see, them that couldn't see, they might could see, and them that could see might be made blind. There's a lot of people that say they see, but they're blind to the spiritual things of God. Praise the Lord. Let's go on tonight with this. I want to know if you see it. I told some of them out in the parking lot. I don't remember who it was. Said this years ago. We was in a little Presbyterian church, and the Sunday school teacher, I believe it was, said, if you ever see this, you're burnt. And I studied about that thing, and I know what it means. If you ever see the things of God, if you ever taste of the things of God, if you ever get born again, saved by the grace of God, you make your bed in hell, he'll be there. You'll not get away from God. You die right and you'll get up right. You die wrong, you'll get up wrong. If you make your bed in hell, if you turn back to the hog pen, you'll never get away from it. You're God. Remember when Jesus done this one day, talked to him, he said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that cast his net into the sea, and he drawed forth all kinds of fish. I'm saying tonight, we're in the net tonight, and we're already caught, and what you do with it's going to determine where you end up. Well, you don't draw a net in and put the good ones in the barn. He ain't talking about fish, and he's talking about the Word of God going out on people. Once you hear it, you're responsible for it. You have to answer for it. Let's go on here. And look here. Remember what we started out with. Jesus come to help them that they might see, and them that did see want to make them blind that they could see the things of God. And verse number 12 said, and they said unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. And they brought to the Pharisees him that was aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. And he said unto them, he put clay upon my eyes, and I washed and do see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? There was a division among them. I tell you, where Jesus opens up the eyes of the blind, there'll always be division around the religious crowd. I'm glad I got salvation one day before religion got a hold of me. Hallelujah. I'm glad one day that Jesus got a hold of me before the Pharisees did. I'm glad Jesus got a hold of me before the Sadducees did. Hey, tonight I believe in a resurrection. I believe in angels. I believe there's a God and the Spirit of God. Hey, you know that. I've seen it through the eyes of faith. Look here. In verse number 17, they say unto the blind man again, what sayest thou of him that he hath opened thine eyes? He said, he's a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. Now here's the only response you're going to get out of mommy and daddy. They are going on up and say, that's our boy. But they don't say, yeah, this is our boy that begged. Yeah, this is our boy that was born blind. I don't know about you guys, but God never did bless us with children. And I don't know why. And we prayed and like that. And it hurt my wife and it hurt me. And I mean, we wanted children. And for a long time, I wouldn't even hold a young'un or nothing, because I didn't want to hurt my wife. And we never did find out if it was me or her. But it was probably me as low down rotten as I was. But I know one thing. If God ever would have granted us a child, how could I have seen him or her out begging? Now I don't know. I mean, you might run away and you might join up to down there somewhere and spend all you had and end up down there in the hog pen, end up begging. That might be my your choice, but God help us tonight. We would never want to see our children begging. Now would we? I tell you what it is, guys. I believe there's people all over this country that ain't never really seen Jesus. They go to the synagogue every Sabbath and open up the scriptures and read the scriptures of him concerning the prophecy of his coming, and yet they've never seen him. Blindness. Blindness, Sammy read it. Blindness has happened to them. People are blind that they've not seen the church. I told Lou going home today, we're in a place now that people don't see it like this. They see it like, what can the church do for me? God help me tonight. It ain't like that. It's, what can I do for the church? What can I do to glorify the Son of God? What can I do to help preach the gospel and see sinners saved and the church grow? It ain't what can the church do for me. It's what God can allow me to do for the church. A lot of people ain't seen that yet. Let's go on right here. They ask him in 19, and they ask them, saying, is this your son? Wait a minute, let's go back up to verse 18 again. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, Is this your son whom ye say was born blind? How then doth he now see? His parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But by what means he now see, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. For he is of age, ask him, he shall speak for himself. These words spake his parents, because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. What's more important, guys, seeing Jesus who he really is, and brother, confessing him before man and confessing him before this world and denying him and be afraid how they're going to put you out of church. I'd be afraid not to confess him. I'd pray you'd just put me out. Ain't that right? If I preach another gospel to you and tell you that there's another way to heaven other than by the cross and the blood and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you better put me out. But they'd agreed already that if anybody confessed Christ, they'd be put out of the synagogue. They was afraid of the Jews. They was afraid of this religious crowd. They was afraid of the blind that was leading the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, they'll all end up in the ditch. But he said this right here. And they's afraid they'd be excluded. See, listen tonight, guys. They had already excluded this boy. He confessed Christ. The Pharisees had already excluded him from the synagogue, and they'd already excluded him. His mommy and his daddy excluded him because they wouldn't confess the Son of God. But this boy was put out of the synagogue, and they got to stay. This is pretty stout stuff to people that say they see. Let's go on tonight. Therefore, in 23, therefore said his parents, he's of age, ask him. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, Give God the praise. We know that this man's a sinner. Give God the praise. We know that this man didn't do it. He's a sinner. Guys, listen tonight. How in the world do we, how can we take the prophecy of Isaiah, For unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. How can we look at the scriptures upon his shoulder, the government was, how can we look at these things where Isaiah said, by his stripes we are healed, as a lamb led to the slaughter and opened not his mouth. Prophecy after prophecy. Joel, just like Peter said that day when they thought they were drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning, he said, Hey, this is that Joel prophesied about. And they had the scriptures, they had the writing of the coming of the Messiah. But he come to his own, he wouldn't, and his own wouldn't see him. They couldn't, and they wouldn't receive him. Why was that? He come as a carpenter. He come as a servant. He didn't come. He was king, but he didn't come, and they didn't recognize him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But thank God tonight, I'm glad I thought I could see one day. But he spit on my eyes and open my eyes up. I know who Jesus is. He's the Son of God. He was born of a virgin. A woman was conceived of the Holy Ghost, and she had never been with a man. And God found Mary found favor in the eyes of God, and she brought forth the firstborn, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. I know who Jesus is. Oh me. Verse 24, then again called they the man that was blind and said to him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner, and he answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. There's one thing I know, that where one I was blind and now I see. Then said they to him again, what did he do to thee? What did he to thee? And verse 26, they said, then said they to him again, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? He answered them, I've told you already and you didn't hear. Wherefore would you hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? He told them and told them and told them. And they asked him again. And this time when he told them, they got madder than a bull. We're Moses and the disciples. We've been part of this little church for years and years. Ain't Hattie and Papa building and all that. Honey, it don't make no difference. This building is a place where the body gathers together. And we are the part of the body of Christ. And thank God tonight he purchased us. He paid for us on Calvary. And we were bought with a price. And thank God tonight that our eyes have been opened. Look here what the religious crowd will do. Verse 28, then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciple. We know that God spake unto Moses, but as for this feller, we know not from whence he is. The man answered and said unto them, why herein is it marvelous thing that you know not from whence he is? And yet he had opened my eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners. Ain't that amazing that this man knowed? He told those religious people, he said, you confess God and you say give God the praise. And here I am, was born blind, and he's opened my eyes. It ain't never been recorded that nobody's opened the eyes of the blind. And yet you tell me that you see. I say tonight, those that recognize not the Son of God, they're blind and still in their sins. Oh, Lord. He knew that God didn't hear sinners when they pray. But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he hear. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sin, and doth thou teach us? And they cast him out. Ain't it amazing tonight? He told them that they was blind is what he done. He told them that they didn't recognize the one that opened his eyes up. And they put him out of the church, but mommy and daddy got to stay. They put him out of the church, and the beggar, the beggar and the one that was blind, they put him out of the church, and the religious crowd got to stay. See the picture of Christ? Christ came to his own. His own received him not. You know what they done to Jesus? They cast him out of the church and they stayed. That's when Jesus said, he said, there'll not be left one stone upon this and that won't be torn down. He wasn't talking about, I know he was talking about that temple. I know he's talking about, but Sammy Reddy, we are the temple of God. He said, they're going to tear me down. He said, but in 3 days it's going to be raised again. And glory to God, when we raise again in his likeness, we'll be forever and ever and ever with the Son of God. I'm glad that I saw that one day. Hallelujah. And they cast him out in 34. Look here what Jesus done when he heard they cast him out and went and found him. He said, dost thou believe on the Son of God? Here started reading tonight, and he answered and said, who is it, Lord, that am I about believing? Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. Lord, I believe ye. Now I see how my eyes got opened up. I see you. I don't know about you tonight, but thank God through Elijah, through Elijah and through Elijah, and through Isaiah and through Joel and through Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, and through it all I see the Son of God. Praise His holy name. He come in the volume of the book. What do you mean? Praise God, He was all through it. And Jesus said this right here. Jesus said, for judgment, I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, like you. Son, I come into this world for people just like you. You didn't see, I come that you might see. He told Thomas there, he said, Thomas, blessed art thou, because thou hast, you see, but blessed those that have not seen, but yet believe. Thank God I didn't seem like this blind man did, but boys, I seen tonight. I see how it works. Praise the Lord. And he said this right here, and that they which see might be made blind. That them that run you out of the synagogue might be made blind, that they can see what you see. So that the religious crowd might be made blind and see what you see. And thank God tonight, he said, I don't know. You can say what you want to. He told me to go. He put spit and clay on me and told me to go watch. He said, I went and I watched and I come seeing. And Jesus has opened my eyes up. How many times this message has been preached for 2,000 years? And he said, and some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words, said unto him, are we blind also? And Jesus said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. If you were blind, you should have no sin. Don't let sin reign over your mortal body. Don't let sin take control of your life. I mean, when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin. When sin's finished, it bringeth forth death. Run the devil off, and praise God, your eyes can be opened. Paul said in Corinthians, we're not ignorant of the devices of the devil. I know the tricks he tries to pull on me. How about you? And he said, Jesus said unto him, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But now ye say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth. The only thing I know is, guys, that I was born blind. I was born shapen in iniquity. I was blind to the things of God. But one day he put something over my eyes and I began to obey, go to wash, and praise God, here I am tonight. I come seeing. Do you see tonight? He touched the man one time, said, asked him if he seen clearly. He said, I see men as trees walking around. Let me tell you why Zacchaeus climbed that sycamore tree. Which religious person did he reflect back onto and look at and get above him to see Jesus? That's pretty deep if you study about it. He gave him a second touch, asked him how he see. You know what he said? I see clearly. I see men as they really are. I see me as I really am, without Christ and in need of Christ. And I'm glad that I seen that one day. And the devil's tried to blind me along the way and tried to blur our vision. But thank God I got down to the wash pot. And somebody began to sing and pray and shout. Lord, I got clean again.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Do you see what I'm talking about? The only thing is that I know that I was born blind and I was a beggar. But I come to realize who Jesus was. Thank God tonight that I can see. Let me use this one more time. I'm legally blind. 2400 vision. All I see is Willard's red, Anna's white, Jody's blue, Abby's blue, Patsy's got a little pink V. Can't see you. If I didn't know a little bit about you, I couldn't tell who you was. When the Lions Club come along in school and check my eyes, and I got glasses, you know what I seen first? The leaves individually on the tree. But the thing about it is, though, until that point, I thought everybody saw like that. It didn't bother me too much. It didn't bother me at all because I didn't know. But now that I see how good and pleasant it is for brethren that see to dwell together. Brother, come up here to the piano tonight. And I wonder if there might be some here tonight, every head bowed and every eye closed. Just wonder if there's anybody here tonight that might want their eyes opened. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being blind. I'm saying there's something wrong with staying blind. You don't have to be blind. Jesus will open your eyes and you can begin to follow Him. Well, He'll wash you. He'll make you clean. He'll make you whole. What a journey. Well, Brother Ray Fletcher, I can hear him say it now. I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord. How is it tonight? Do you really see out there? How is it out there tonight in the Wi-Fi and however you're tuned into us in the parking lot, wherever you might be listening? Do you really see what I'm talking about tonight? Do you really see the resemblance and the message in Elijah and the seven times looking for rain, and Elisha the seven times washing? Do you not see the resemblance of the seven churches and the need of the church and the need of church in your life? I know one thing tonight. If it wasn't for the church, I'd be blind. The church helps me keep my eyes open. Helps me look around, Buck, and helps us not to faint and become unaware of the things that's around us. Do you really see what I'm talking about? Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, search our hearts tonight. God, I pray, Lord, tonight you take the message, Lord, and you'd use it for your honor and your glory. Touch every heart, every life that's tuned in. Help us, Lord, that we may see. We're praying today at home, Lord. Help us to see through your eyes and see, Lord, people as you see us, Lord. Not only ain't your will none perish, but all that all come and have their eyes opened by you. Lord, and we'll walk together and we'll sing together. And we'll shout together and we'll rejoice together. And we'll mourn together and we'll do the things of God together with our eyes open, looking toward heaven, toward that eastern sky, looking up. For we know that our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for giving me strength to preach. We love you and praise you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' humble name we do pray. Amen and amen. Anything before we dismiss? Good night. May the Lord bless you. Lord willing, we'll see you on Wednesday night. And I hope you have a good few days. Pray for each other.